What's going on? I was sleeping, but there's a sound. Banging, louder and louder. And yelling. It's... Oh, God. It's the door. It's Lizzie. She woke Brian up, too. He's halfway to the door already. 2 steps later, with me right behind him, adjusting my pajamas as I go, he's at the door. He opens it, and Lizzie runs inside immediately.
Mom! Dad! It's Grace! She's gone!
What? What did she say? Grace? Gone? That doesn't make any sense. How could she be gone? They're all in the room together next door. Where would Grace go? How could she be gone and her siblings not notice it? Brian's as confused as I am. Lizzie, what happened?
Grace! She's gone! She even took her new boots with her!
Lizzie's grabbing my hand, pulling me back towards the door. Her boots? I feel my legs go out from under me suddenly, and I have to grab onto the door to hold myself up. My head is spinning. I feel... I don't even know. Nauseous for a start. It all hits me. I know exactly what happened. If she took her boots, if she snuck out of the room, there's only one thing she could be doing. How long has she been gone? I try to keep my voice level, but I don't really succeed.
I don't know, Mom. She woke me up just for a minute, and I thought she was going to the bathroom, and I closed my eyes and I guess I fell right back asleep. I didn't look at the clock. But then just now I had to go and she wasn't in the bed, and I saw her boots were missing.
She blurts it all out without taking a breath, but she's still managing to keep herself calmer than I am. I glance at the clock. It's 12:15 a.m. We got back a little before 11. Ben and Steffi were nearly asleep on their feet, and Lizzie wasn't far behind them. So, say they actually got to sleep by 11:15. Grace must have been pretending to sleep, and then as soon as she thought all her siblings were out for good, she made her move. She probably waited at least 15 minutes, and then, after she disturbed Lizzie, she probably sat there in the bathroom for another 15 minutes or so, just to be safe. So she probably left the room half an hour ago. Brian, go down to the lobby. See if there's anyone there. Ask if they saw Grace. And then go outside. Maybe she had second thoughts, but she's afraid to come back up. I turn to Lizzie. Did she take the room key? She shrugs. Of course she didn't look for that. She came to us immediately. Exactly what she should have done. That's okay. I'll come and look in your room. Brian's already got his shoes on. A moment later he's out the door and halfway to the elevator. Lizzie and I go back to the kids' room. The twins are still asleep. I can't imagine how Lizzie didn't wake them up. Even without turning the lights on, I can see the room key on the table in between the two beds. Why didn't she take it? How did she think she'd get back into the room without her siblings knowing if she didn't have the key? There are only two answers. Either she just didn't think at all, the same way she didn't think about how she was going to get home from Coney Island with no money a couple of weeks ago. Or she doesn't plan on coming back.